This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Richard Moody reports in the Register Star that Columbia County officials and residents asked the Public Service Commission to require Consolidated Communications invest in the local broadband as a requirement of their acquisition of Fairpoint Communications May 31st at a public hearing at Columbia Green Community College. Quote, "We are now woefully underserved in landlines, cell phone service, and broadband. Fairpoint now serves part of our town," end quote, said Arthur McGuire, member of the Taconic Town Board and chairman of the Broadband Committee. Quote, "We ask the PSC and Consolidated Communications address and improve our service during the application process and after the transfer if it is approved," end quote. Hillsdale Town Supervisor Peter Chipkowski said the 2,000 Fairpoint customers in his town deserve the same scrutiny as past mergers. Quote, "I am here tonight to ask you to do the same. Hold Consolidated to the same standards as those of other deals," end quote, said Sipkowski. That would include upgrading wireline infrastructure, offer high-speed internet service to all customers by 2020, meeting the state's minimum requirement of 100 megabytes for $59.99 a month, and 30 megabytes for $14.99 a month for low-income homes, and submitting a plan to reach higher speeds. Comments are due to the PSC by June 5th. All comments should refer to 17C0050 Fairpoint Communications, Inc. Go to dps.ny.gov, click on Search, enter the case number 17C0050, and then click on Post Comments at the top of the page. You can also email comments to the Secretary to the Commission at secretary@dps.ny.gov. Alternatively, comments may be mailed or delivered to the Honorable Kathleen H. Burgess, Secretary of the Public Service Commission, 3 Empire State Plaza, Albany, New York, 12223-1350. You can call the Commission's toll-free opinion line at 1-800-335-2120. This number is set up to take comments about pending cases from in-state callers 24 hours a day. Press 1 to leave comments mentioning case 17C0050, Fairpoint Communications, Inc. These details are available on the WGXC Newsroom page. Read the full story in the Register Star. Joseph Phelan reports in the Troy Record that Stewart's Shops plan to install 100 auto charging stations for electric automobiles in the area, including in Hudson. The New York State Public Service Commission needs to approve the plan first. Quote, "When this was brought to our attention, we really do see the evolution of where the industry is going and really looking to create an opportunity for the electric car consumer," end quote, said Maria Damalia of Stewart's Shops. Quote, "We really see that we have locations that provide that kind of way to be able to serve our customers as they travel in short distances as the electric vehicles evolve and become more popular in the coming years," end quote. This proposed electric vehicle fast charger network would be the largest in the nation. Albany, Schenectady, Troy, Saratoga Springs, Glens Falls, Lake George, and Hudson will be some of the locations of the charging stations. Read the full story in the Troy Record. H. Rose Schneider reports in the Altamont Enterprise that the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation is adding 38 acres of young forest habitat to the Margaret Burke Wildlife Management Area in Knox in southern Albany County. The golden-winged warbler, the white-tailed deer, the New England cottontail, and the wild turkey all live in young forests, which are defined as 10 years old or less. Now, of the 244.4 acres of preserved land in Knox, 16% of the land is young forest, 11% is grasslands, 5% is shrublands, 5% is wetlands, and 58% is maintained as mature forests. The DEC is contacting loggers to clear-cut certain areas to start the young forests. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Jeanette Wolfberg in the Columbia Paper reports that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Health and Human Services Committee heard from Dr. Ana Maria Acevero, an internist at Columbia Memorial Hospital, about the opioid crisis at its May 16th meeting. She said, quote, "We need a drop-in center," end quote, for people struggling with opioid use problems. She said some of the problem is the system. Acevero said that, quote, "The insurance companies are calling the shots. We are now data entry clerks, essentially. Doctors get the highest score if they have the most compliant patients, according to what they put into the computer," end quote. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors Health and Human Services Committee meets next June 20th at 4 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson. Read the full story in the Columbia Paper. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.